And Shuvas Yabiyahim Mechelik Zayin Yegadeya Simin Yutes. And the Chacham Avadya quotes a Medrash Rabba, Parshas Kedoshim. The Pasuk Eitz Chayim Hila Machazikim Ba. Amar Rav Huna Shloyiyu Divrei Torah Be'einecha Ka'odam Shiyesh Loi Bas Boigeres V'roitzel Ha'siyo L'chol Mi She'yirtzo Isa. Torah shouldn't be like an old maid that a person has in his house that he's happy that anyone is willing to take her. You know, the Gemara says Bitoch Bagra Shachar Avdecha V'teinla. So he says the Torah shouldn't be like that. The Kach Ne'emah. And he quotes the pasuk, the medrash of Ar Mishlei, in the beginning of Perek Beis, "V'ni im tikach amorai, mitzvoisai titzpain itach." Pirush Rashash, the loshon titzpain, remember from tzafun to hide, says there are times that you're supposed to hide the Torah because the people that you are teaching the Torah to are not worthy of hearing it. Now we know just by way of introduction, that in Torah there's an inyan of limud shaloi lishma, shemitoch shaloi lishma ba lishma. But at the same time, there's certain people that you have to fix before you teach them Torah. That's not shaloi lishma ba lishma. Shaloi lishma means the person is worthy, but he's not ready to learn for the most ulterior and purest of motives. So what are his motives? As Tosfos points out, they can't be nasty, they can't be evil, because you can't say mitoch shaloi lishma bo lishma if a person's motivation in learning is to make other people suffer or miserable. But what if a person has a desire for kavod, for example? He wants to be a Rebbe, wants to be a Talmud Chacham, wants to sit on the Mizrach Vant. So he says, the only people that mechabit are people who learn Torah. I'll sit down and learn Torah. But God be such a person, the Gemara says, let him learn, mitoch shaloi lishma, ba lishma. Maybe originally at the beginning he'll have such motivation. It's not nasty, it's not terrible, but it's not lishma. It's not for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not for the sake of understanding Torah. He has an ulterior motive, he wants to be respected. And it happens to be that in that community, that's the person that they respect. Chazal told us the Maaser Rebbe Akiva was shipwrecked, taken into captivity, whatever it was. He came to a foreign Medina together with a whole bunch of people. And Lamai said that he was the one that was respected when they heard Rabbi Akiva was in town. You know, there's a certain kavod that is given to Torah. I might say parenthetically that very often we speak about the matzav in America and all the negative things. You should know that Torah has not had as much respect in the world and amongst Yidden in particular, since who knows when. Of course there were certain fortresses or bastions of Torah where people would give their right arm for Torah. And people lived in dire poverty, and that's all they were interested in, is that their children should become Talmidei Chachamim. But that was few and far between. The vast majority of people had no respect for Torah whatsoever. The bankvecher was hard to find a shidduch in Europe. A lot of the older Bachrim were not older Bachrim because they sat and learned Yom HaValayla and they forgot that there's an Indian to get married. There was no one to get married to. And Matzav today is so Moshe Kapoyer that if a girl hears that a Bachar is not interested in sitting and learning for a whole bunch of years, each girl is different. Some want that the husband should learn forever. They're very idealistic. And others want that their husband should learn for 3 or 4 years. But whatever it is, if somebody comes and says, I'm going to law school next year, she's not interested in him. She's poshut not interested in him. You know how it's turned around? Mamish dova v'ifuchal. It's a tremendous amount of kavod haTorah today. So today if a person says, you know, I'm going to learn, I get a lot of kavod. Mitoch shaloi lishma bo lishma. But we're talking about here a different story entirely. What if the Talmud is not worthy of learning altogether? Not because of his motivations for learning, but because he has a corrupt personality, or he's an over averus. So such a person, you don't say, let him learn and he'll stop being over averus. Because there's a halacha that you're not allowed to teach a Talmud she'eino hogun. You're not allowed to give over Torah to a person who's not a vessel that is ready to receive the Torah properly. And that's what he says here, the Rashash, on this Chazal. Shakavona shelo yilamei Torah l'talmid she'eino hogun. V'lachein hikdim ha'posuk. This is an unusual taich. I'm sure you never heard this pshat on the words Eitz Chayim Hila Machazikim Ba. He says, what is Machazikim Ba? They withhold it. They hold it to themselves and they don't give it out. Machzikim. What's pshat Eitz Chayim Hila Machzikim Ba? How can you withhold Torah? The whole point is to give Torah over to others. So he says, no, sometimes there's an inyan la machazikim ba. Ratzo loymar, shalif amim. Sometimes. Tsarik lakziko la atzmai. He has to keep it to himself. Shalo yilam deno lemishaino hogum. It's a pelitic pshat. I'm sure no one ever heard such a pshat. Eitz chayim hi la machazikim ba. There are times that you have to hold on to it and not let it out of your hands. Zokta vaita. Bezel loshen haramba. The Rambam at the beginning of the fourth perek of Talmud Torah, and I quote this Rambam very often, and I have a ha'ara about this Rambam, which is very, very important. And I believe that it is a correct ha'ara. The Rambam says, Ein melamdin Torah, ela l'talmid hagun, no'e b'maisav, oy l'tam, as we will see it on the bottom, that sometimes you don't know what kind of a Talmud he is. It's not always easy to check somebody out. So somebody comes from the Fremd, he comes and knocks on the door of the yeshiva, and he says, Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu. So there's no halacha that you mechuyev to eat him up. You take it for granted. He looks okay, he says the right things, you take him in. But what happens if you know somebody is not the Seder? So the Rambam says, no, Avol, im hoya hoylech bederech loy toiva, machzirin oisoy lemutov, umanhigin oisoy bederech yeshara, uboitkin oisoy, vachakach machnisin oisoy leveis hamedrash, umalamdim oisoy toira. This Rambam is an unbelievable yesoid in Vosses Heista Rebbe and Vosses Heista Yeshiva. Now let me give you a little bit of a hakdama. There's a mitzvah to teach Torah. It says, "V'limadta meisamiz b'neichem." The Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Talmud Torah says that there are several psukim, and in the end, when you add up all the psukim, there's a chiyuv. The first person you mechuyev to teach is your son, and next your grandson, and next everybody else's son, Klal Yisrael. Now, when there's a chiyuv to teach Klal Yisrael, there are two halachas, and this is very important. I think this is my understanding. I hope I am right. I believe I am right. The halacha is different if there's a Talmud somewhere out there, meaning Klal Yisrael, wherever the B'chol Mokom Sheheim, and a Talmud who knocks on your door and says to you, teach me. What's the difference? So I'll tell you the difference. There are a whole bunch of people out there, and some of them are hagun, they are worthy and appropriate to learn Torah, their midos are good, their yira shamayim is beseder, and there are nebuch people out there who are not hagun. I am not mechuyev to chase after every single person that's not hagun and to fix him. It's a wonderful thing if I have the time to do it, and if I have the kalim to do it, but I'm not mechuyev to do it. Except in the geder of hocheach tochiach hasamisecha. When it comes to hocheach tochiach hasamisecha, there are all kinds of rules. But midinei Talmud Torah, I am not mechuyev to chase after him and fix him. But there's a corollary. What happens if a person knocks on the door of my beis medrash? I have a yeshiva, and he says, teach me Torah. I look at him, and I examine him, I talk to him, and I see, I cannot teach him Torah. He is a Talmud who is not Hogun. He is a Talmud that is defined by the Rambam as a Hoylech Bederech Loy Toiva. That's a pretty overarching, you know, it's a large statement. Hoylech Bederech Loy Toiva. There are many different ways to be Hoylech Bederech Loy Toiva. The Rambam's not going to give you 100 examples. But he's a hoylech bederech loy toiva. He's not going in the proper way. What is my next step? This is my chiddush, you might say, my ha'ara, but I believe that I'm right. What is my next step? So the instinct would be, since he's not roy to learn Torah, what am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to tell him goodbye and good luck. This place is not for you. So where does he go next? Chmeisnisht. It's not my business. I am here to teach Torah. If you look at the Lashon HaRambam, you see Beferish not like that. The Rambam says, so what do? You're stuck now. You have now a person who says, teach me Torah. That already forms an obligation. But there's a problem with the obligation. What's the problem? I can't teach him Torah. So how do you resolve that tension? How do you resolve the fact that on the one hand, I am mechuyev to teach him Torah? Why am I mechuyev to teach him Torah? Because he says, Ilamdeinu Rabbein. The stranger that's out there, I'm not mechuyev to chase after him, figure him out and make him okay. But the minute somebody comes to my doorstep and says, teach me, I'm mechuyev to teach him. But I can't teach him. So I have to fix him in order to teach him. That's the Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam says, Ela, so what do? Im heilich b'derech loy toiva. Machzir in oisei lamutav. First you have to fix him. That he should be a vessel worthy. Umanhigim oisei b'derech yishara. Ubaitkin oisei. And then you find out, what does it mean, baitkin oisei? He's not a ger. He's not coming to become a ger. Baitkin oisei. But the Teretz says, since I was not able yesterday to teach him Torah, and I fixed him, so I have to see how well I succeeded. Did I really fix him? Baitkin oisei. You have to check him out. So after all that effort, which is pure kiruv, because you can't teach him Torah yet, so what are you doing with him? You're talking about Yirah Shamayim, you're talking about Midas Tovis, you're trying to be Mechazik him, all the things that are necessary to make a person turn around, that is the obligation of the Rebbe when somebody knocks on the door who cannot yet learn Torah because he's Eino Hogun, but he says, Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, I want to learn. Zok the Rambam, Machzino Salamutov, Manhikim Asabdach Hishor, Boitkin Oisai, Vachakach Machnisin Oisai, Lebeis Hamedrush, Umalamdin Oisai Torah. I don't see any other way of reading this Rambam, Pasha, to be frank with you. But the machayiv that this Rambam introduces to all the yeshivas and moistas is Neiriv Oyim. A mother wants to register her child, or a bacher who wants to be a Baal Tshuva knocks on your door. But he's not Beseder yet. You can't simply take him in and teach him Torah. Torah is not a toy, like we spoke about many times, and Torah is not something that... Torah could be a Sam HaMovitz, it could be. And Torah is not meant to be manipulated and abused, and if a person is not worthy, then he misinterprets Torah and he gives over the wrong Torah to other people. So the Torah is a very delicate thing, and you have to handle it with TLC, with tender loving care. And if a person is not roi l'kach, you're not allowed to teach him Torah. The Rambam goes on to say, Amru Chachomim, he called a pasuk Zorek Evan Lamar Gema. That's whatever it is. The Zorek Evan Lamar Kol is a very interesting image. Like, you have to understand what's the connection. But the bottom line is the Rambam is saying that you're not allowed to teach such a person Torah, and if you do, it's a terrible thing. It's an Aveira Gemura. But what do you do with the person? So the answer is he knocked on your door. You have to teach him Torah. But you can't. Fix him and then teach him. Yeah. Avada. You have to understand something. Okay. Teaching Torah means I'm giving a shir. Teaching Torah means Chumash Rashi and Ramban. Teaching Torah means Ramasha. Teaching Torah means Shulchan Aruch with Mefarshim. That's called teaching Torah. There's no way to be Makarif somebody without Torah. You give him a medrash, you tell him a beautiful marshal, you talk about the Chafetz Chaim, that's all Torah. Of course it's Torah. What else are you going to do? You're not going to tell him Chveis biology and expect him to become from this a tzaddik. But the tachlis of that Torah is not called Limud Torah. The tachlis, it could be coincidentally, he happens to be learning something. Avad, Loyam Ha'aretz Chosid also, Ein Bur Yirei Chet. But the Rambam is saying, you have to first make him a Yirei Shamayim. Then he can become a regular Talmud in the yeshiva. The tools and the means, you're right. Most of the tools. But there are other tools too. Love goes a very long way with such people. Just push it that a person cares about you. Mm-hmm. then that the community that you're in, and the way you behave, and you know, watch me and see how I behave, and see my hanhaga with other people, see my hanhaga with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Come and see what a davening is all about. It's not necessarily Torah, but of course it includes Torah as well. But the Torah is Altskiruv. That Torah we're not talking about. We're talking about Machnis Noisel Beis HaMedrash, and he's a regular Talmud. He learns Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, Baba Basra, like everybody else. So let's continue now. V'chein pasku atur moron ha-shulchan aruch bi-yaridei v'ayim b'avis to Reb Nosson on v'hamidu talmidim harbei. Right? It says in Pirkei Avos, you should have many talmidim. You should establish many talmidim. So he says, l'fi she-beis shamay oimrim al yishana odom elamishu chocham v'onov u-ben avos. Beis shamay goes to the very extreme. You cannot teach Torah to somebody unless he's mamish with perfect credentials. And of what kind? Yichus and Yira Shamayim, to the point where he's an onov and he's a chacham already. You can't teach a person unless he's a chacham. So Avol Beis Hillel Oimrim L'chol Adam Yishane Shahar Bei Poshim Hayu BeYisrael V'Niskarvu L'Talmud Torah V'Yotzu Mehem Tzadikim V'Chasidim U'Ksherim. So the Beis Hillel says that it's possible that the person who's in front of you, that is today a Rasha and a Pesheya, could become a Tzadik Gadol. Maisa, you had the Maisa with Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Mm-hmm. Rabbi Yochanan says to Rish Lakish, Chel Chalai Raisa. And he was a highwayman, he was a bandit. Mm-hmm. So what is the pshat? That same person, when he died, Rabbi Yochanan was tearing the hair out of his head, he lost his chavrusa, he lost his life. Could you imagine? So the chavrusa that Rabbi Yochanan had in Rish Lakish, he never got again. There used to be mefalpel, and from that pilpul, for that melchamta shel Torah, came out an unbelievable Torah that we are yoinik from even ad hayoin. Shammai was, but you see, you have to understand, there's a tzad hashove in all of Shammai, which really is not our inyan right now, but just very briefly. Shammai is of the opinion that the world here, in a certain sense, is fraught with one pitfall after another, and that the only way we can escape those pitfalls is by connecting to the higher level where it's beyond the Olam Hazeh perceptions and beyond the Olam Hazeh realities. I'll give you a very good example. You know that there's a machloikus between Shammai and Hillel in the Gemara Maseches Beya, where the Gemara tells us that the Pasuk says, Zocha Siyayim HaShabbos L'Kadshay. You should remember Shabbos all week long, and that's why we say Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos. Today we say Hayom Yom Sheni B'Shabbos. As the Ramban points out, the days of the week are not given names like they are by the Umay Sa'olam, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Montag, Dinstag, Mittwoch, but rather L'Shabbos, Sheni L'Shabbos, Shlishi B'Shabbos, Revi B'Shabbos. It's all headed towards Shabbos. We count towards Shabbos. Why is that? So he says, because the Pasuk commands us, and I believe we're going to hear this Pasuk this coming Shabbos in the Leining, Zocha Esyoim HaShabbos L'Kadsha, Naseres HaDibras. You should remember. What do you mean remember? So remember sometimes means remember from yesterday. It means anticipate. Think about Shabbos to sanctify it. So what does it mean, think about Shabbos? It's Shabbos. What do I have to think? No, I have to think Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Rishon B'Shabbos, Sheni B'Shabbos. Zok de Ramban, that even Hillel is moided to this idea. Except he says it's enough that I acknowledge that Shabbos is coming. So if I say, Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, in my Shir Shel Yom, I've already accomplished it for that day. But Shammai was not enough. Shammai, as you know, when he saw a behema that was Zazaftika behema, something that was really appropriate, he didn't eat it then and there. He set it aside, Zel Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Motzah Cheres Noyemena. What happens if he found something that was even nicer? The next day, he would eat this behema now, that he had set aside yesterday, and the better behema, That's for Shabbos. Says the Gemara Aloshin, Nimtza, Shekol Yomav Oichel L'Chvoid HaShabbos. And that Loshin is a Pella. It should have L'Chvoira said, Nimtza, Shekol Yomav Hayamechin L'Shabbos. He was preparing for Shabbos all his life. But why does it say he ate L'Kavod Shabbos? You eat L'Kavod Shabbos on Shabbos. Right? So the answer is that Shammai infused the Kedushas HaShabbos to such an extent in the behemoth that he had prepared and then later rejected because he found a better one. But since he said Zeh L'Shabbos, like L'Moshel, somebody makes hektish. So he says, this behemoth is hektish. Then what happens if he finds a better behemoth? You can't just switch. Lo yachlifenu v'lo yamir. There's all kinds of halachas how you can take off a kedusha, and if you even can. Once somebody's made hektish, it's hektish. You want to make something better hektish? They're both hektish. Now what happens? This is not an inyan of hektish, technically speaking. It's not hektish. But that's what Shammai did. He took this world and he turned it into Shabbos. Chol is kodesh. There's only one way of making chol kodesh according to Shammai. And that's by infusing the kodesh into that chol so that it becomes kodesh. Nimtza shekol yom of oichel l'chvoid haShabbos. His day, his achila, is a Shabbos-tik achila all week long. Aval Hillel, mida acheres hoysalo, shekol maisav l'shem Shammayim. The whole world asks, it sounds like Hillel was maisav l'shem Shammayim, and Shammai was not maisav l'shem Shammayim. Which is an impossible thing to say. So what's the pshat Hillel mida acheres hoysalo? And bechlal the loshon mida acheres hoysalo. The Teretz says kol maisav l'shem Shammayim is a technical term. If you open up the Rambam in Hilchos Deis, you know, I wasn't intent upon saying any of this today. But if you open up the Rambam in Hilchos Deis, the Rambam says that a person, even when he sleeps, could be oved es Hashem. Even in his sleep. Why? Because if a person's kavanus in all of his gashmius activities is to fix himself and to improve his body and to give himself rest and to sustain himself properly, and all of that is for what reason? Not because he wants to be strong and healthy and run the marathon and win the marathon. No, but rather because he wants to be a true Eved Hashem. And everybody knows, says the Rambam, that it's impossible to properly serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu if you're weak and if you're debilitated, because you can hardly stand on your feet. And Torah learning requires a lot of energy, and mitzvahs require a tremendous preoccupation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if your head is shvach and it's a tumult in sedreit, it's impossible. So the Rambam says a person whose whole kavana, what is he, mekayim? Kol ma'asecha yiyu. The Shem Shamayim. That's the pshat of the Gemara. The Gemara said they both had an orientation towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they wanted to sanctify their Olam Hazeh. But there were two different Mahalchim. Shammai was more suspicious, quote-unquote, of Olam Hazeh. He didn't believe that it's so simple to take the mundane and devote it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, everything has to be L'Kavod Shabbos. But Hillel says, L'Kavod Shabbos I can prepare on Friday. I have B'tochen, Nishkefelach. But what about your Achila during the week? My Achila during the week, Kol Ma'asech L'Shem Shamayim. Mida Acheres Hoysalo. So therefore, when you look at Shammai's orientation towards Torah learning and Torah teaching, it's the same thing. Shammai is not trusting that human nature is going to change so readily that if you take a person who's not to begin with on a Baal Madrega, on a Madrega of being able to learn Torah correctly, that you'll be able to change him so quickly. Hillel believes, and that's what they bring the Raya, Hare Kama Rishoyim, you see that it happened. So Shammai will say, listen, you don't bring a Raya from a Yotzim and a Klo. But if you're coming to teach, and that's your lechatchila is to teach a person who is worthy on the highest level, so you don't have any sfeikus about him. And therefore, so he brings right here, in a minute. So he writes here, After he brings Hillel, Shaharbe Poshim Hayu B'Yisrael, V'Niskarvu L'Talmud Torah, because of Rashbats, the Tashbits, B'Mogin Avos Sham, the Pshimen Reb Tzemach Duran, Shehi HaMachloikas, that this is Machloikas between Shammai and Hillel, later becomes the Machloikas between Rabban Gamliel and Rabban Elazar ben Azariah and the Chachomim. Shebein Rabban Gamliel Shoya Oimer called Talmud She'ein Toichoi Kebaroi Al Yikonis Lebeis HaMedrash. Lebein Rabbi Loza Ben Azariah V'Chachomim She'silku Es Shoimer HaPesach V'Nichnasu HaKol. There was a Shoimer, like even by Hillel, remember the Maisa with Hillel, with Shmaya V'Avtalion? So there was a Shoimer HaPesach. They took away the Shoimer HaPesach. Whoever wants to come and learn, let him come and learn. So he says, Nitaisvu Sheva Meyoy Safsolim Bebeis HaMedrash Umuchach B'Gemara. That's what you're saying, Chai. Shekein Ika Kedas Rebbe Loza Ben Azariah V'Chachomim Desiyim HaTashbats. Now, the Tashbats has a kasha, because it sounds that when they opened up the floodgates and took away the Shomer, and there were 700 extra Talmidim, so what happened? What's with the Rambam? What's with the halacha of Ein Melamdin L'Talmud She'ein Ohogun? What happened with that halacha? So the Tashbit says, nah, it doesn't mean that they came to the Beis Medrash and they let them in at random, and the Bulvanis, you know, all of the troublemakers came in and flooded the Beis Medrash. She'af al pi she'ashoyna L'Talmud She'ein Ohogun Noifil B'Gehenim. That's how bad it is. For his kazayrik, Evan Lamar Koilis, Zeu b'talmud shemais of mekukolim, v'sonu shumane, that he has a terrible reputation. Avol stam b'nei odom, ein sorich livdoik achareyem. And he writes in the parentheses on the bottom, v'zeu shukosav harambam oy letam. As I told you earlier, if a person comes and you don't know what he is, you're not mekuyev to assume the worst. Hevedonis kol odom lekavzchos. And you can let him in. But what if you know l'chatchila that the Talmud is not beseder? Then there's an iser to teach him Torah even according to Beis Hillel. And even according to Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah that opened up the floodgates, they still would not have allowed a Talmud she'eino hogun to come into the Beis Medrash. But what I'm being moisiv here is that what happens to that Talmud she'eino hogun? That's what I want to emphasize again. You can't say Torah is not for you. Go away. Leave us alone. Once a person comes and knocks on your door and says Yelamdeinu, he becomes your Talmud. And you have that dilemma. So what do I do now? I'm not allowed to teach you Torah. So you make him however it's done. And nobody has given you the formula yet. I don't recall that in Chazal, as much as I know, I don't know that much, but as much as I know, I don't know a chazal that says, I'm going to show you how to do it. And the truth is, they couldn't. Because each door and each tkufa has its inyonim and its problems. Mm-hmm. The things that yesterday were not a problem at all, today loom massively large on the horizon. And the things that today are not a problem, once upon a time was the Elkstazach. You know, today communism, Bolshevism, Bundism, Yiddishism, we think they're crazy. I mean, what's them say? Fadreita Kop, Fadreita Kop, and Fadreita Ganze Dora Kop. They all went off the derech. Mm-hmm. But today, somebody's going to go off the derech because of a philosophy. They can't even spell the word. You understand? It's a Nanda Zachen Ganzen. But today's problems, they never even heard of. Go tell them. You understand? You have now a Meir Dikazach. Take a look at the new sheets. I wanted to point something out to you. So I actually got depressed preparing this sheet. What do I mean depressed? I realized what we're up against, Bizman Hazeh, is the Chnoi Reva'ayim. We go from one Ovis Dereb Nosson to another Ovis Dereb Nosson. One Ovis Dereb Nosson to another one. From that, the Abiya Omer and the Inyan of teaching the Talmud She'enei Hogun, so I wanted to go Me'inyan Le'inyan. So we start here on the Pasuk in Mishlei, Ki Rabim Chalolim Hipila Va'atsumim Kol Harugeha. The Pasuk Kipshuta is talking about the Yetzer Hara. And the Yetzer Hara has a way of blinding you to your own, I don't mean you, to one's own weaknesses. We think that we can enter into Matzavim and come out unscathed. And the truth is that we are sometimes too generous in our assessment of our capabilities to withstand the Yetzer Hara. And it's the Yetzer Hara itself that lulls us into that dreamlike state where we don't cap how dangerous the matzav really is. And sometimes we will justify and excuse it, whether it's for panosa reasons or education reasons or who knows what other reasons. But most of the time, in order to have that justification, the person ends up saying those famous words, ki'ilu, ani ekra v'loy ate. Remember, he said, I'm going to sit by the fire on Shabbos, and I won't tilt the fire over. Pam achas, kara v'hita. He's not so pashut. So how does it go in the Maseches Tanis? So it says here in the Pasuk, Rabim Chalolim Hipila, it caused many karbanos, atzumim kol harugeha. So says the, you know, in other words, the number of people that were devastated by the Yetzer Hara, by the Satan, is massive. Dover Acher, Harchek me'oleha darkecha, zu zayna, she'omrim lo la'odom al teilech b'shuk zeh, va'al tikones b'movi zeh, she'zayna yesh sham, no'a u'mishubachas. There's this beautiful woman, who's Nebuch, there to entice men. And who Aimer? He's told, don't go over there. Don't go in that neighborhood. Don't walk in that street. Because you're going to get into trouble. For who Aimer? What does he answer? But tu achani ba'atzmi. Sha'af al pi sha'ani hoylech l'sham. Eini nechshavoy. Amrulay. You may feel confident that nothing's going to happen. And you can walk past her and come unscathed on the other side. Abba, we tell you, afal pisha ato b'teach ba'atzmecha, al teilech l'sham, shema tikoshel ba. We don't trust your koiches hanefesh as much as you seem to. And we are telling you, don't go. Omru chachomim, shelo yargil odom laver al pesach zayna. A person is not allowed to be confident enough in his own ability to withstand the temptations. And he says, what do you mean? I'm going to get involved with this woman. Ibn Dachanel Chayid, I'm a tzaddik, I'm a this, I'm a that. Seipzach nishton. There's only one zgula to prevent a michshel. What is that? Stay away altogether. Avoid the street. Avoid the neighborhood. Walk around. Make a big kapandria. Why did I get depressed when I was copying over this chazal and I was duplicating it on the machine, on the copier machine? I was thinking to myself, we have something called a cell phone. A cell phone. We're talking before about how the mishaylim of today never ever existed before in the history. A computer, a cell phone, an internet. There are people talking about the internet, mamish. There's no one that's not talking about the internet. But I was thinking to myself, you know what the internet is? The internet is one big matzav, and now it comes into the cell phone. It's come out the same thing today. It's one big matzav of the Pesach Isha Zayna that we pass by. We pass by, we're all Erlich Hayidin. We pass by, but we pass by a Pesach Isha Zayna all the time. And the Pesach Isha Zayna is that internet. The Pesach Isha Zayna is that cell phone. And we use the cell phone, and we need the cell phone, and we use the internet, and we need the internet. Not everybody needs it, but many people need it. And businesses, and schools, even yeshivas, they can't function without it. You can't get a government program now unless you apply on the internet. There's no such thing as filling out a piece of paper in many circles anymore. They bring you in by hook or by crook. So a person will say, all right, I need it. I have to have it. But I'm beseder. I'm reliable enough. What am I, a baby? I'm an infant? I'm a teenager? My Yetzirah is so great. So they told Rabbi Elia Lapian, there was once a Maisa that they left him alone with an old lady. And he was no youngster himself. He was in his 80s already. And they left him alone for a couple of minutes and he started screaming. He says, what are you doing? Yichud, yichud. So he said, Rebbe, was kenshin zayin? And it's like, you know, maybe it's not such a nice thing to say, but Lamai said they were saying to me, all right. I mean, you know. So you'd expect him to answer, hezachayin, loy plug. The Shulchan Aruch has a halacha. It doesn't say what age and when. That's it. Don't differentiate. Don't make... He didn't say that. You know what he said? What he was reported to say? He said, the kayach of the Yetzirah is such that it can make me young and her beautiful. Two 80-year-old people, a zokin and a zakena, as a zitzendalton, she can hardly even see. She can't even knit anymore. Her fingers don't work. And he's a tzaddik yisoid olam, and he's a orangutan already in kedusha v'tara for his entire life, and he's bechlal not shayach to the parsha altogether, and he's worried about the yetzirah and the sot. So ma'ne'anan ba'asrayu. What are we supposed to say? We have this keli in our hands, and the keli is a pesach ishazoina. It's not that we're entering into the bias of the Zayna. We're not getting involved with the Zayna. It's called the Pesach Isha Zayna. And what does it say here in the Avos Reb Nosson? You can't trust yourself. So I was thinking to myself, Shoyim Shamayim. We're in a matzav that is mamish. We are killing ourselves. And I don't know what the solution is, to tell you the truth. I don't know what the solution is. But they're very glib people. Take a hammer, smash it, destroy it, throw it out. But the same people are nana from this inyan, from Erlich Eden, 10,000 times a day. Because of this and that and that and this. L'maisa, it's prevalent and it exists. And it's getting more and more, not less and less. More and more. Today, you don't even have to have a plug. Wherever you go, it's in the air. The Pesach Isha Zayna is now wherever you are. Wherever you are became a Pesach Isha Zayna. So the Nisyonis of today never before existed. And I think that a person has to understand that if Torah can still exist in such a matzav, it proves something that I think should give us unbelievable comfort even in our misery. Because to be in a Pesach Isha Zayna 24 hours a day is no pleasant thing. But what's the comfort? It could never be that there could be Torah and Kedusha. I mentioned maybe this to you once, but I've said it over many times. Rav Aaron Kotler, Zechoyna Levrocha, had a Talmud Muvuk of Mendel Kravitz. Zechoyna Levrocha. He was the Rosh Yeshiva of Mendel, of Yeshiva's Rav Yankov Yosef. Lichvoidai, Rav Mendel Kravitz used to invite his Rebbe, the Rosh Yeshiva, before Lakewood became Lakewood. He invited him. He lived on the west side at the time, I believe. In any case, he traveled on the subway to get to the yeshiva. And the first thing he said was, I don't know how, after such a trip, a person could have a cup to learn a Taisvis. Such a trip? You're talking about... the people were dressed then till here. And if you take from then till today, is the chmamish... If Rav Aaron was able to say something like that at that time in that subway, you walk on Avenue J. It's not a few times that I bumped into a pole because I closed my eyes. I'm serious. You can't walk on Avenue J. So imagine what he would have said now. Taisvis, you can't read a pasuk chumash. You can't read Aleph Beis. And you have so many Talmidei Chachamim and so many Yirei Shamayim, so many really Erlicha kids that grew up steeped in this stuff. What does it prove, Rabbi Say? It proves one thing, that the Eibishter is with us 1,000%. Because without putting the Eibishter into this equation, it doesn't add up ever. It doesn't add up here, it doesn't add up in Avenue J, it doesn't add up in Lakewood, it doesn't add up anywhere. And the Olam is so busy with how many people we are losing, which is not a simple thing, and it's not a pleasant thing. And to the families that it affects, it tears the kishkas out of you. But we have no right to forget that the Eibishter is with us to such an extent, because a 90% success rate in a place where there should be a 2% success rate is a simen muvak that the Eibishter wants us to be matzliach. And the hine zeh oimer acha kosleinu mashgiach min achalonis meitzitz min acharakim. You don't see the Ribbono Shlom? I see the Ribbono Shlom every time I see a yeshiva bacher standing by the bus stop. And in the bus stop, you know it's on a bus stop sometimes. And he's going to yeshiva. It's doch neire v'ayayin. Haflei v'fele. The Ribbono Shlom says, lo'asid lo'avai, t'me'ani, how did you survive? The Ribbono Shlom, the Medrash Tanchuma, Medrash Psikta Rabbasi, the Medrash Psikta Rabbasi says, Tameyani, the Ribbono Shlom says, I wonder, how did you survive my golus? So sometimes you think, how do you survive my golus with the pogroms, with the shmad, with the Hitler Yemach Shmei V'Zichrei? How did you survive my golus here in America? How did you manage to stand by that bus stop and continue going to yeshiva? It's not no river, are you? And B'nai Yisrael answer, anyhow, getting back to this chazal. So the Gemara says, on the pasuk ki rabim chalolim hi pila, it's like me'inyan le'inyan ba'aisi inyan. But on this pasuk in Mishlei, the Gemara in two places in Shas, in Avodah Zorah Daf Yutes and in Soita Daf Chav Beis, there's a Marshot there in Soita. I think I quoted it on the next page, but we'll see in a minute. But in any case, the Pasuk says two things. Rabim Chalolim Hipila, and the second thing, Atsumim Kol Harugeha. So again and again and again, whenever it appears on the surface that the pasuk is simply redundant for emphasis, is repeating it in different words to make the point stronger, it's not just the Vilna Gaon. You see here in Chazal that they interpreted Rabim Chalolim Hipila refers to one circumstance, and Atsumim Kol Aruga refers to another circumstance. And what is it? Omar Reb Abba, Omar Rav Huna, Omar Rav. It's a very interesting pedigree, this Chazal. Mm-hmm. From Rav to Rav Huna to Rav Abba. Mai dichsiv, what is the meaning of the pasuk ki rabim chalolim ipila? The first half of the pasuk. That it knocked out many corpses, made many corpses. He felled, the Yetzirah felled many karbonis. And Atsumim kol arugeha is the same thing. And the people that it killed were many, were huge. So he said, no. Ki rabim chalolim ipila refers specifically zetalnit shaloi higia lohayro umayrem. It refers to a Talmud who is not worthy of paskening a shayla, who has not reached the level of understanding in Torah and knowledge of Torah that he's able to pasken correctly, and he paskens anyhow. Now, of course, why does he pasken anyhow? The answer is gaiva, redifas hakavod, sometimes redifas hamamon, but all of these instincts in the person. You know, the Maisa, he's an Einoi Hogun. He's a totally Einoi Hogun. But apparently he got somewhere. Even Gehazi was a Talmud of Elisha, was a Godl B'Torah. And he was the most Einoi Hogun Talmud that's ever described in the Gemara. He was Einoi Hogun on every possible level. He was holding back the Talmidim from coming into Elisha's Shir. He used to make fun of the Shir and stay outside. And Talmidim would see his Talmud Muvik isn't even interested in the Shir. What is there to get from the Shir? And they didn't come in. After Gehazi became a Metzaira and left, all of a sudden, Chazal tell us, based on the Pasuk, that Elisha's base Medrash began to fill with Talmidim. So the Gemara asks, what, Meikara? So they tell you, Gehazi. Then the Shunamis is coming, and she's in such despair. And she comes, and she's falling, at the knees, at the feet of Elisha, begging him. Well, she wants to beg him to, what did you do? You gave me a child and the child died. So Gehazi makes himself into a big tzaddik. You're jumping at the Gadol Hador, you're jumping at the Navi, and he puts himself in the way. Doesn't sound like it's so terrible in the pasuk. The Chazal say, "Behold Yofya." He was groping her, Rachmana Litzlan. You see, this desperate woman. It's obvious that she's afgahak the tzaris, and something terrible must have happened. And he's such a bal taiva that's all he's interested in. It's the chnerev oyim. And then Chazal tell us that when he was told by Elisha to take the staff, and that was the first time around. Don't talk to anybody. If anybody asks you Shalom Aleichem, don't even respond to him. Like in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Don't talk to anybody. And just go and put the staff on top of the child. And Gehazi went, and he started dancing with the stick and making a litzonus out of it. My Rebbe thinks that this stick is going to bring back the child to life. My Rebbe thinks that this stick, and whoever he met, he made the litzonus. The Chmamish, a person you can't even believe. It's hard to understand what you see, a Rebbe sometimes can't even see. You can pull the wool over your own Rebbe to such an extent that this person who is in fact a mashchas is the Talmud Muvak of Elisha. And what was the only thing that finally drew the attention of the Rebbe? The unbelievable Chilul Hashem when he asked Naaman, who was cured of the leprosy, for money. And then also he was a Zhulik, an unbelievable Chitra Chayera. You know what he did? He goes to, Naaman offers the world to Elisha. And Elisha knows that the minute I take anything, even the Naaman is extremely grateful and he's perfectly happy to give it to me. But it changes the perspective of what happened completely. And he has to know, Yesh Novi B'Yisrael, like he said that time to the Melech, he has to know that everything is L'Shem Shemayim. And that is the source of an unbelievable Kiddush Hashem. And anything less than that is a Chilul Hashem. So he comes, Gehazi, and he says, if the Naaman leaves, and Naaman feels, boy, this Elisha, he's unbelievable. Wow. He cured me. He doesn't take a penny. Nothing. So this Gehazi comes and he says to Naaman a whole song and dance. A couple of poor Talmidim that just came, and they don't have any money, and Elisha can't provide for them, and they have no food, and they have no clothing, and that, but man, but. And Naaman says, sure, go ahead, take, you know, and he gives him this, and he gives him that. And of course, this Nevuah Elisha has, but the Shunam, it's interesting, he doesn't have, that the child died. But this Nevuah he has, and when Gehazi returns, he says to Gehazi, the tzaras of Naaman should cleave to you and to your children. Gemara has a whole discussion about whether he should have done that. But the anger of Elisha was only raised in that moment he discovered who he was because of the incredible Chil Hashem. So you can have Talmidim, Shelo Yigil Oira, doesn't always mean that they don't know their stuff. Sometimes it means that they're Rishayim. That's also Lo Yigil Oira. You have to be the vessel that's worthy of being Meira Hara. But in any case, that's Rabim Chalolim Hipila. What's Atsumim Kol Harugeha? So the Gemara continues, Atsumim Kol Harugeha is a Talmud Sheigia Loira Ve'enoi Moira. The opposite. What happens if a person withholds his Torah, withholds his Psak, even though he's worthy of doing it? So and it's talking about a case where he's needed. Ve'ad Kama Ad Arboim Shnin. The Gemara says till 40 years means till the age of 40, as Rashi says, right a little bit below. Ad kama havaroi lahoraa. How many years? One would have said it's not only in years, but they're saying like in general, if an average Talmud, how old does he have to be? So the Gemara says ad arboim shnin mishanolad. Rashi says lafuke mai, 40 years with the Rebbe. Doesn't have to have 40 years with his Rebbe, but at the age of 40, he more or less has a certain amount of learning under his belt, and he has a certain amount of understanding. Ben Arboyim, Lebina. Baha Rava, Oiri. The Gemara says that Rava died young, and you see that he was Meira Hara, obviously, he's one of the pillars of our Hara. So obviously, he was giving Horas yet before he died, and he wasn't 40 years old, because he died young. So the Gemara says, Hasam b'shavim. It means, if he doesn't have anybody that's roi l'kach in the community, then of course he's allowed to take upon himself that mantle. But if there are others that are older than him and are capable, then he should not start being moira until the age of 40. The age here is not so important. The point is that the difference in the two chalokim of the psukim is they're talking about opposites. The first chalok of the pasuk, Rabim chalolim yipil, is a person who is not worthy, who takes upon himself the false mantle and is meira halacha. And the other one, the chalok sheni of the pasuk, va'atsumim kol arugea, refers to mamish, the opposite. Somebody who is definitely worthy and capable and withholds his Torah. Like a Navi that's Kaivish Nevuasa. So that's just as bad, and that's Sumim Kal Harugewa. You understand very well that the two are Toli Zebazeh. Why is there a Talmud Shalahi Gieloi Ro'o Meira? Because there's a void that he's trying to fill. If the people who were worthy would jump to the fore and would be there to paskin the shailas and to be meira hayra and to teach the Torah, then the troublemakers would not have a Pesach. They wouldn't be able to enter. So I just wanted to look at the Rambam with you, and then unfortunately we have to stop. But right after the Rambam, we'll continue next time with a few more of these. But Kol Talmid Shlo Yigia Perek Hey of Hilchos Talmid Torah Lucha Dalit. Kol Talmid Shlo Yigia Lohiro Umayra Hareza Rasha Shote Vegas Ruach. The Rambam is never using words like this simply to be negative. In other words, you could say, if you want to know how upset the Rambam is about such a person, look at the many different Lashonos. No. In other words, when you see a Rambam like this, and he says he's a Rosha, a Shaita, and a Gasruach, it means that there are three forces working within him, very different one from the other, that make him do this terrible thing of paskening when he's not worthy of paskening. So Rosha, because he doesn't have Yira Shamayim, Shaita, because he thinks that this covet is going to accrue to him, and sooner or later he will be found out, and it'll be bizei bizyonis. One day somebody's going to give him a bechina. And gas ruach, of course, gaiva. What prompts him to be like that altogether? Let him stay in his place and learn a few more years, or admit that that's not for him, and go out and find another panosa. So what is he doing here? The teretz is gaiva. He can't tolerate the idea that his chavrusa became a Talmud Chacham and he didn't. He can't stand the fact that all these Talmud Chachamim are getting covered. He says, I want covered too. So the gas ruach, the chutzpah and the gaiva is the third component of this personality. For all of Nema ki rabim chalolim hipila. V'chein. What's v'chein? V'chein is very interesting. V'chein. Because it's from the same pasuk. But v'chein, chokham sheigia lo'iro ve'enoi moire, hareza moinea Torah, he prevents people from getting his Torah, v'noisein mechsholos lifnei ha'ivrim, and he causes stumbling blocks to the blind, meaning because they don't have a person to turn to, and b'shoigeg, they end up doing a lot of averis because they don't hear the emes, because he's not giving them the emes. He's koivesh his Torah. He keeps the Torah to himself. For all of Ne'emar va'atzumim kol harugeha, elu ha'talmidim haktanim, shelo hirbu Torah karoi, v'heim mevakshim lizgadol b'fnei ha'maharetz, u'bein anshe iram, v'koyftsim v'yoshvim baroish, lodin u'lohayros b'Yisrael. These people, after the Rambam described the two categories, which category does he sit down and give a whole Musa Shmus about? The ones who are not worthy, who are koifetz barosh, the first part of the pasuk, he says, "Elu atalmidim, these talmidim ktanim, these little lilliputs, shalayhir b'tayra karoi, they didn't learn Torah as much as they should have. And who are they going to be able to show off to? Obviously, if they're in the presence of big Talmid Chachamim, they can't show off because they right away see through them. So who do they go to? They go to the Amei Oretz. The Medrash says, it's a phrase that's in many languages, that a blind man who has one eye, you know, has one eye he can see, is a visionary in the land of the blind, of the totally blind. So he goes to the Amei Oretz, they know nothing, and he makes from himself a Rash Kibahat. How do they know better? So he quotes a pasuk here and a gemara there, and they think he's somebody. Yeah. Lizgado b'fnei Amei Oretz u'bein Anshe Iram, v'koyftzim v'yoshvim b'roish, lodinu l'horis b'Yisrael. Heim ha'marbim ha'machloikas, v'heim ha'machrivim es ha'olam, u'mechabim neira shel Torah, u'mechablim kerem Hashem tzvakos. He says, they're the source of all of our tzaras. They destroyed the Torah and mitzvahs and Yiddishkeit. Aleihem omar shloimei b'chochmosai, pasuk in Shir Hashirim, echazulonu shu'alim, shu'alim ktanim mechabalim kramim. I pointed out, why is this pasuk specifically about people who are not endowed with Torah and mitzvahs and Yirat Shamayim, and nevertheless seek to lord it over everybody else, as if they were big Talmidei Chacham? Where do you see it in the pasuk? So I said like this, the pasuk seems to be an anomaly. If somebody looks at an animal that has big jaws and big lapis, big paws, and that's an animal you have to be afraid of. The smaller they are, the less afraid you are, because what can they do already? A shul. What's a shul? A fox. A fox can make a big korban. But what kind of a fox? A big fox, a big fat fox. But a little baby fox, what can she say? Nevertheless, the pasuk says, shu'olim ktanim mechablim kramim. The shu'olim ktanim, the little ones, are the ones that make a korban of the vineyards. So what's the pshat? So I'll tell you, the pshat is very pashut. A fox, atu sha'imrim alecha, that you're the chacham from all the chayas, remember that ma'isa with the fish? The fox was always considered to be sly. So there must be some shrewdness that a fox has innate to its nature. When a fox sees a vineyard, he's very careful. And he stays away. You know why? Because he can get a good zets from the farmer, from the one who keeps the vineyard. But a baby fox that hasn't gotten experience yet and doesn't chap the ways of human beings, he doesn't know from anything. He smells the grapes, and he goes into the vineyard, and he gets a good zetz. And over time, they learn their lesson. So shu'olim gedolim, they're very careful. But shu'olim ktanim, because they're so stupid, they aren't trained yet, they haven't developed yet, they will go in places, right? Fools enter where angels fear to tread. They will go into places, and they will make, in the end, a churban of the kramim. So that's the pshat. The people who are learned in Torah, they know their place. And they know that there are certain things they can't paskin and that they shouldn't paskin. But the people who are the small fry, they don't even chap how little they know. They don't even chap how inappropriate it is. And because of that, they enter into things that are far beyond them, and they are the ones who make the churban of Kerem Hashem Tzvokas. So this is what he says on the pasuk, Rabim Chalol and Mipila. I just wanted to finish with the Kol Elio, because it's also on the parasha that's coming up. It's a very beautiful pshat. And by the way, the Sefer Padis Yosef, he quotes this also in the name of the Chasam Sefer. He says also they say it in the name of the Vilna Gaon. You know that in the Tam Elyon and Tam Tachton, which we're not going to discuss right now, but if you're looking in the Chumash, and you read the Chumash, Shnai Mikra Vecho Targum, and you read the Aseres HaDibris, it says Lo Sirtzach with a patach. Lo Sirtzach, Lo Sinov, Lo Signov, Lo Sana Bereacha Echoke. One pasuk. And Lo Sirtzach is with a soft tough, Sirtzach, and with a patach. The trup underneath is a mercha tipcha. In the Aseres HaDibris Tam Elyon, with the way the Balkari lanes it in the Torah on Shabbos morning, he stops. Loi tipcha tirtzach soif pasuk. As if it was a pasuk by itself. because he's reading the Dibrais, and as a Dibra, Laisirtzach is a separate Dibra. And because there's a Tibcha, the Tuf is hard. And there's a Kamatz, everybody knows that at the end of the Pasuk, a Patach very often turns into a Kamatz. Says the Vilna Gaon, in the final analysis, we have one version, the one in the Chumash, Psukim, with a Patach, and we have another version that we read, the Baal Kairi reads, with a Kamatz. So there's a Loi Tirtzach, and there's a Loi Tirtzach. What is that a remez to? So listen to what he says over here. It's brought down from in the Koyla Leo. Hine betama elyon nikra bekamatz, ubetachton bepatach, tachas hatzad. V'yesh loymar, sheyir mozul masha amru chazal, and agimara avodazor daf yutes, which we just learned. Al aposu ki rabim chalolim hipilo, zetalmit shloi higia lohiro umayre. V'atzumim kol arugeo, zetalmit shigia lohiro, v'ein umayre. Atzumim here from the Lashon, Otsem Einav. He closes his eyes, he doesn't want to know from the world, he's isolated and he keeps himself sequestered in his ivory tower, and he doesn't go out to Paskin Shilas and to teach Torah, he keeps the Torah to himself. It's like closing his eyes to the world. Ayin Shom Bepirish Rashi. V'koru Chazal Eshneihem Rotz Chei Nefoshos. Zeh B'psichas Peh L'hoyreis. One by opening his mouth when he shouldn't. V'zeh B'kmitzas Peh V'atzimas Ayin. The other one by closing his mouth when he shouldn't. Right? The one who's not worthy, he shouldn't open his mouth. So his aveira is that he opened his mouth. He caught his a ritzicha by opening his mouth. That's the remez of losir tzach with a patach. Patach means to open up. And what about the one who closes his Torah and does not give access and does not teach others and does not paskin shailas? He is holding back. That's kmitza. That's the loytir tzach with the kamatz. So both of these are merumas in the two lishainis, loytir tzach and loytir tzach. It's very beautiful. That it's past for the guy to notice such a thing. Anyhow, we went meinyan leinyan, but ba'aseinyan. There's a certain segula, bottom line, in learning Torah, that you have to be worthy. And what you do if you're not worthy, so first of all, you have to learn to become worthy. And those who are worthy have to be willing to teach so that the unworthy don't fill that void. And if you have those Talmidei Chachamim, you will not suffer from the people who make pretenses at being Talmidei Chachamim. But the Iker is what happens when somebody comes and he's not worthy. Are you allowed to teach him Torah? No. What do you do if he knocks on your door? Zokta Rambam, take him in, fix him, polish him, make him a jewel, give him Yirah Shamayim, and then teach him Torah.